Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Good evening. I am Valeska with the English Academy Club. Thank you for joining me tonight. I hope you had a wonderful day. In today's episode, I will be reading Chapter 2 in the book called The Light We Lost. Chapter 2, The Light We Lost. I will never forget what we said when we left Philosophy Hall. Even though the words were nothing special, the conversation is burned into my memory as part of that day. We started down the steps together, not exactly together, but next to each other. The air was clear, the sky was blue, and everything had changed. We just didn't know it yet. People all around us were talking over one another. The Twin Towers collapsed. School's canceled. I want to donate blood. Do you know where I can donate blood? I turned to you. What's going on? I live in East Campus, you said, pointing toward the dorm. Let's go find out. You're Lucy, right? Where do you live? Hogan, I said. And yeah, Lucy. Nice to meet you, Lucy. I'm Gabriel. You held out your hand. Amid everything, I shook it and looked up at you as I did. Your dimple came back. Your eyes shone blue. I thought then, for the first time, he's beautiful. We went to your suite and watched TV with your roommates, with Adam and Scott and Justin. On the screen, bodies dove out of the buildings. Blackened mounds of rubble sent smoke signals into the sky, and the towers fell in a loop. The devastation numbed us. We stared at the images, unable to reconcile the stories with our reality. The fact that this was happening in our city, 7 miles from where we sat, that those were people, actual human beings, hadn't set in yet. At least not for me. It felt so far away. Our cell phones didn't work. You used your dorm phone to call your mom in Arizona to tell her you were fine. I called my parents in Connecticut, who wanted me to come home. They knew someone whose daughter worked at the World Trade Center, and no one had heard from her yet. Someone else whose cousin had a breakfast meeting at Windows on the World. It's safer outside Manhattan, my father said. What if there's anthrax or some other biological warfare, nerve gas? I told my dad the subways weren't running, probably not the trains either. I'll come get you, he said. I'll jump in the car now. I'll be okay, I told him. I'm with some friends. We're fine. I'll call you again later. It still didn't feel real. You know, Scott said, after I hung up, if I were a terrorist organization, I'd drop a bomb on us. What the fuck? Adam said. He was waiting to hear from his uncle, who was a part of the NYPD. I mean, if you think about it academically, Scott said, but he didn't get any further. Shut up, Justin said. Seriously, Scott. Not the time. Maybe I should leave, I said to you then. I didn't really know you. I had just met your friends. My roommates are probably wondering where I am. Call them, you said, handing the phone back to me, and tell them you're going to the roof at the Wynn dorm. Tell them we can meet there if you want. I'm going where? With me, you said, and you ran your fingers absently along my braid. It was an intimate gesture, the kind of thing that happens after all barriers of personal space have been breached, like eating off of someone else's plate without asking. And all of a sudden, I felt connected to you, like your hand on my hair meant something more than idle, nervous fingers. I thought of that moment years later, when I decided to donate my hair, and a stylist handed me my braid, wrapped in plastic, looking even darker brown than usual. Even though you were a world away then, I felt like I was betraying you, like I was cutting our tie. But then, that day, right after you touched my hair, you realized what you'd done and let your hand drop into your lap. You smiled at me again, but it didn't go to your eyes this time. I shrugged. Okay, I said. The world felt like it was cracking in pieces, like we'd gone through a shattered mirror in the fractured place inside. Where nothing made sense, where our shields were down, our walls broken, in that place, there wasn't any reason to say no. So that is the end of chapter 2. Thank you for joining me today. I will be back on Friday with chapter 3. Thank you for joining me. Have a wonderful day. And if you have not subscribed to my podcast, please go ahead and do so. I'd love to have you back. Take care.
Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered Chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to Chumbacasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.